Woodshed Red is a local group of musicians who've been playing together since 2013 and who have built up quite a following with their unique brand of bluegrass. I'm actually reluctant to use the term bluegrass because many of their songs are new interpretations of rock and roll classics. Jeff, you invited them into the 91.5 KRCC studios to play a couple of tunes and talk about their music style.
Yeah, the band consists of four very talented musicians. They're Rob Fulton, who plays guitar, Deidre McCarthy, who plays violin, Sky Lewis plays drums, and Craig Houghton plays stand-up bass. We got three-fourths of them into the station, and here's that performance.
Hey, what's up? We are Woodshed Red, and here is a song we cover by Pink Floyd. It's actually a few songs smashed together. Hope you enjoy.
Starting gun. short and never seem to find the time. Plans that either come to naught or half a page of scribbled lines hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way. The time is gone, the song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
Woodshed Red in the studios at KRCC covering Pink Floyd beautifully, I might add. It's really wonderful, Deirdre, to hear how you are using, is this a violin or a fiddle? Let's start with that.
I suppose on that song, maybe a fiddle.
Is it vernacular? They're one and the same?
Yeah, but same physical instrument. It just depends on your style.
Depends on the genre you're playing.
Yeah.
So you guys have sort of built a name for yourself by redoing these classic rock songs with a bluegrass feel to it. And I'm wondering, what are you listening to? Are you listening to bluegrass in your spare time, or are you listening to rock and roll?
Neither.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listening to podcasts.
What are you fans of?
I mean, a lot of the songs that we have done those versions of are songs that I've loved, you know, my whole life, and so it's just kind of an array of songs that we've all known. I don't know, we all listen to everything, I think, you know, but it's a pretty wide range.
Do you cover any bluegrass songs?
No.
Not really. We have some kind of Irishy.
There's a few fiddle, like fiddle tunes, yeah, we'll play. Not many traditional bluegrass songs, I'd say.
Interesting.
No Bill Monroe or anything like that.
I'm speaking with Rob, Deirdre, and Sky of Woodshed Red. Craig's not here today.
No.
So, Rob, you're out of Austin, Texas?
I lived there for 4 years.
And the music scene down there is rich. Did that cultivate you at all? Did that formulate
your... It educated me. I don't know the word rich. It's abundant, but I don't know. It's, you know, it's, I feel like music up here has a better energy to it.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. I don't know. That's just my take on it, but I feel like playing music down there was brutal, you know? I mean, there's just so many bands, and people are almost...
You just get lost in it all.
People are kind of desensitized to it, was my experience.
Huh, you know? Interesting.
And I don't know, I just learned a lot playing with all different types of music. I learned what I want out of life and music and what I don't want, you know,
right,
with all the experience down there, so...
You guys are active in the festival season. Sky, you were saying you played 8 gigs in 10 days here last week.
It was a couple of weeks back. We've actually had 2 runs like that so far this year where we played 7 or 8 shows in about 10 days, something like that.
What do you like to play? Do you like to play festivals or smaller gigs? Or
honestly, after playing some of the bigger gigs, I like playing at little bars where it gets packed and everybody just has a blast.
Do you? So you go for the more...
That's what
intimate...
I look forward to, yeah, is, yeah, like just the neighborhood stuff where everybody shows up and we have 3-4 hours to do our thing.
Nice. So, Deirdre, you came in with a couple of little dinosaurs, a couple of little kids.
Yes.
With dinosaur heads on. And I'm wondering how being a mom and a musician pairs up.
It's not too easy. I guess some of the early mornings after late nights can be difficult. But prior to this, you know, I was a server. So now I'm kind of grateful that I get to play music in the time that I would probably be doing a different job at that time of the day.
What's
that
your training?
I was trained classically.
What do you think your classical music teachers would say to you covering Pink Floyd on your...
I'm actually still in touch with her. I studied with one teacher for 16 years, I think. And she said that she doesn't think she could do it, but she was impressed that I had learned to improvise, and she thought it was cool that I still played all the time.
So she's not shaming you?
No, not at all.
Good.
No.
So you guys are working on a new album? The last one is a few years old now.
Yeah.
When is it going to be out? The new one?
Well, we were hoping to kind of write it and record in the spring, but we didn't get everything done. And then the summer, we're just so busy that there's no way we're going to record anything this summer. So the next time that we would be available to do it would be probably late fall.
The cold, bleak winter months.
Yeah, it's good for songwriting, you know. You're depressed, and it's good for writing songs.
Right. Well, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in. We can probably expect to see you playing around town, some smoky bars.
Absolutely. Yeah, always.
I don't think they smoke anymore, but they still got that vibe.
Right, so. That vibe. Yeah. Let's take it out with another song from Woodshed Red, Rob Fulton, Deidre McCarthy, and Sky Lewis, three-fourths of the band Woodshed Red here at KRCC.
Hey, we are Woodshed Red, and this is a song called Carry On that we wrote. Should be on our new album coming up soon.
That was local group Woodshed Red live in the 91.5 KRCC studio playing their song Carry On. You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.